Hey, Leonard.
Hey, Stuart.
You busy?
Classified, Leonard?
Yeah, it's a regular Manhattan project.
Well, tonight's my date with Penny, and since we haven't been able to connect by phone...
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's been broken.
Or email.
Yeah, that's broken, too. Everything's broken.
Anyway, I was just wondering if you had any last-minute advice.
All right, well... Off the top of my head, you know, I think the most important thing with Penny is to go really slow. I mean, glacial.
Okay.
No, guys come on to her all the time, so you need to, like, set yourself apart. You know, be a little shy. You know, don't make too much eye contact. And, you know, treat her with, like, cool detachment and you know, fear.
Fear?
Yeah, like, you're afraid that if you touch her, she'll break.
Well, that plays right into my wheelhouse.
Good. Well, you kids have fun tonight.
Thanks, Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
What is that thing, anyway?
You don't know what this is?
No.
Good, get out.
Be afraid of Penny. Nice, very crafty.
It wasn't bad advice, it just wasn't particularly helpful.
For what it's worth, my mother says that when we deceive for personal gain, we make Jesus cry.
All right, what if we use this 2-inch PVC to reinforce the center cross support?
No good.
I mean, it might work for the Japanese and the Americans, but have you seen the size of the Russians they got up there? This thing has to hold up against a hearty potato-based diet.
I feel terrible.
Maybe if you were helping, you'd feel better about yourself.
I deliberately tried to sabotage Stuart's date with Penny.
Of course you feel terrible. You completely screwed up your karma, dude.
You don't really believe in that superstition, do you?
It's not superstition. It's practically Newtonian. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Leonard pretends to be a friend and acts like a two-faced bitch. Therefore, he's reborn as a banana slug. It's actually a very elegant system. You know, what goes around comes around.
Speaking of what goes around comes around.
Okay, look. Instead of trying to reinforce this structure here, what if you just ran another line, bypassed it entirely?
It won't work. The diameter of the tubing is insufficient.
What if we reposition the collection tank?
It won't work. No way to mount it.
Okay, here's an idea. What if I change my name and go live with my cousin and her husband, Avi, in Israel?
That could work.
Morning.
Morning. What's up?
Nothing. We just pulled an all-nighter trying to fix a zero-gravity pasta maker. I'm going to make a coffee run. Do you want any?
Oh, no, thanks. I have coffee.
Great. So how'd it go with Stuart last night?
I really don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, right. Sure. But, you know, the thing is, before you guys went out, I spoke to him, and I
said I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, I kind of feel...
Look, Leonard, what goes on between me and Stuart is none of your business, so just leave it alone, okay?
If you really want to clean up your karma, go get my freaking latte.
Hang on. I think I've got this. Help me see if we can wedge this little piece of PVC behind the support rod.
I think you're overestimating the tensile strength of the substructure you're building.
Sheldon, I know what I'm doing.
If you knew what you were doing, there wouldn't be a space toilet where my coffee table should be.
Howard, wait. Why don't you use this instead of the PVC to keep the transverse filter assembly in place?
Because this is not a spare part from the space station. This is the thing from the pizza box that keeps the lid from touching the cheese.
Is that what that's for? In India, the lid just touches the cheese. Of course, we also have rampant poverty and periodic outbreaks of cholera, so a little cardboard in our cheese is no biggie.
Where are you going?
Comic book store.
Oh, an excellent idea. I could certainly use a break.
Me too.
No, hold on. You guys can go to the comic book store when man can once again safely poop in space.
Why does Leonard get to go?
because he's upset over his situation with Penny, and if I have to hear about it again, I'm going to kick him in his ovaries.
Thanks for understanding, Howard.
I got your back, sister.
All right. I think we've got a prototype ready to test. Hand me that Tupperware.
Wow, that's heavy.
Damn right it's heavy. It's my mother's meatloaf. Been testing toilets for generations.
I must say, Howard, I think a detailed letter to MIT describing your current circumstances might entitle you to a refund on your master's degree.
Okay, simulated zero-gravity human waste disposal test with meatloaf analog in 3, 2, 1.
Fascinating.
What do you think the problem is?
Not enough breadcrumbs.
Hey, Stuart, I need to talk to you.
Sure, what's up?
I think I gave you some bad advice about Penny, and I want to apologize.
Oh, no, your advice was great.
It was?
Oh, yeah, going slow really worked.
No kidding. Never worked for me.
Yeah, last night at dinner, I did what you told me. I went really slow, I kept my distance, and 2 bottles of wine later, we were making out in my car.
Wine? I didn't say to give her wine.
Well, it doesn't matter, because that's where it all went to hell.
During the kissing? What'd you do? Sneeze in her mouth? I did that to a girl once.
No, everything was good and really hot, and I said, oh, Penny, and right where she was supposed to say, oh, Stuart, she said, your name.
Leonard?
That is your name, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. Wow, I'm sorry. That must have been the last thing you wanted to hear.
Well, it beats you know I'm a dude, right? Yeah, it was pretty bad.
No doubt, no doubt. Okay, well, I'm sorry it didn't work out.
Not your fault.
Yeah, how about that? See you soon.
Yeah, sure.
Understand classified. We'll keep it all classified. No one has to know anything about this but you and me.
What's classified?
Howard's space toilet. I'll tell you later.
Well, they've deployed our solution. Let's just all hope it works.
I don't see why I have to worry. My career's not hanging in the balance. That was a joke. It's funny. Because it's true.
Leonard, could you pass the soy sauce, please?
I'm sorry, were you talking to me?
Yeah, I said Leonard.
Yes, you did, didn't you?
What the hell is that?
Meatloaf.
What was it doing on the ceiling?
That's classified.
Houston, International Space Station, we have a little situation up here. We'd like to make an unscheduled spacewalk.
ISS Houston, which crew members would be involved in this EVA?
Houston, we'd all like to step outside for a few minutes.
ISS, I'm afraid we can't authorize that.
Houston, this is more of an FYI call. We are basically out the door.